Let's get nuts.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The baby. Game.
Shut up, Steve.
I'm feeling good, Steiny.
Why?
I got my own complaint.
I gotta give somebody on this show some credit, man. It's not you, Steiny. So Sunday night, I was winding down, thinking about Monday coming here. And my TV DVR, Evan, as we shared, is loaded. And I'll never forget a couple years ago, you said, you know, Goo, you need to pick something up, another habit. You watch too many games over and over. And for the first time, my eyes said, dude, talking to myself, do something different. And Evan, I thought of you because you said you like to read. I picked up a book, The Richest Man in Babylon. I've read it before, but I started it again. It was a good book. Turned the TV off and sat in the lab and read for a good 40, 45 minutes, and it felt like sex. And there was no Twitter. I was reading. And Evan, it was an eyegasm. Like, thank you, E. I'm back reading, Steiny. Like, sir, turn off the TV. It ain't just about sports 24/7. I was reading again. And I felt good.
You got to please your mentals.
Dude, it was quiet.
It doesn't count.
What?
You've read the book before. That doesn't count.
No, count the bucket.
Evan, thank you, man. Like, Evan, I'm back over. Like, it felt good. Anyway, Steiny, I had to share that, man. I'm on a high, man. Right. Just put the phone down.
Yeah, next time you'll do that, it'll be what, 2027?
If I'm here, yeah. Thanks, E.
Of course, Q. If you need any recommendations, I got you.
I love that.
I'd love Evan to weigh in on this, too.
Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
Go ahead. Give it to him.
You know what? You know what I think's a joke? Not just when Guru does it, but, oh boy, the Giants, they can't get the big hit. We're runners in scoring position. They just can't come through.
It's a fact.
When your number two hitter is hitting 220 and your number three hitter is hitting 230 and your number four hitter is hitting 230, you're not going to have as many clutch hits as a team where the number two hitter hits 270 and the number three hitter hits 260 and the number four hitter hits 275. When the middle of your lineup is hitting 229 among them, you're probably going to have a problem driving in runners from scoring position. It's the sign of a bad hitting team. That's the way I feel.
You threw it to Evan. I want to see his thoughts on that. And you kind of lied.
You
want to
wait to hear what Evan says before you pick a side?
No, you threw it to him. You say, I can't wait to, you know what Goo thinks.
I don't know if he was listening.
I like to pass.
No, he asked me my thoughts going into next season. If the Giants just kept this up, missed the playoffs. I said, the fact that they got a couple people to say yes to him. You got Devers. You got Adamas Chapman. I feel like they could add an arm. Real quick, Evan. I feel better about the Giants going into this offseason than I have years past.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean,
he went wild. Missed him.
No. I just
said, a wild boar.
I just said to Goo, I said, why would you think next? I get it. They're going to.
Why would it be different, basically?
Yeah, exactly. And if they sign a big boy free agent. But what I'm saying is, like, here's the way Guru thinks this team's
better than it's playing. Right. I'll die on that.
I would agree with that.
Okay, and the way I feel is that it didn't have anything to do with Devers, but when Devers got here and the way they've played since then, it's hit me that they've got more holes than we thought they did at the beginning of the year. And so when I look at this team, like Roop and Birdsong, like Roop's had a great year. For a rookie,
yeah.
Like Birdsong struggled, but like when you have guys like Ramos, he's not a great fielder. We're gonna have to kind of live with that or see what he can evolve into.
But why, Steiny? Because he's okay, more than okay with the bat.
But Guru, there's more than one aspect to a game.
Oh, I'm not saying there's not.
Like, he's not a good fielder.
But I think 29 other teams would take him. That's what I'm getting at, Stoney.
Would he lead off for 29 teams?
I can't say if he would or not.
I would say no. Like, and that, like, that's, you know, that's, like, Ramos, Schmidt, Jung-Hoo Lee, Bailey, Roop, Birdsong. You feel good about those guys going into next year?
Roop, I do.
Ramos, Schmidt, Jung-Hoo Lee, Bailey, Roop, Birdsong, and I'll throw your guy Matos in there.
Hey, well, he's day optioned him. Remember I said he was going to get the majority of the right field things. He was on the first day smoking back to sack. But I'm going to say this. Schmidt has shocked me. And Stoney, I could see him being your everyday second baseman. He's got some power. His average is improved. I just think his game is improved. So I just had him as – I thought he was done. I thought, okay, he's just playing it out. But pleasantly, I like watching him play ball. I think Ramos can be fixed in the field to kind of limit the – I know it was the sun was in his eyes yesterday, and there was a double that should have been a single. But, man, Stoney, I do see some life with him at the stick. So – I don't know what to think of Birdsong. I don't. I took that L the other day when I misspoke about, you know, him coming back at all. But if they're out of contention, you can't see that. But, man, Stoney, I'm not – you know, and I don't think Buster's done trying to enhance this team.
Of course not. Of course not. He better not be.
And Eldridge. We hadn't even talked about that. But I do wonder, okay, is this Devers at first base experiment – going to end bad for Devers if somehow Eldridge is on the fast-throwing smoke in this year or next year? What does that do? What does that do for him? You know, Devers then.
That's a good problem to have.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if Eldridge is the real deal.
Then you have DH.
Like, they need more players.
Yeah.
The Giants, I think, need more players. Let's go to Scott and Hayward. What's going on, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. Steiny, I say this with love. You are like the cantankerous uncle I always wanted. So I got a little bone to pick with you because when you start off with, let's, you know, talk about next year, but we can't talk about free agents. Come on, that's like talking about running a marathon, but you got to chop off one of my ankles. So, you know, free agency is part of it. And the fact that this year going into next year, the Giants finally have a little core of hitters to build around, I think is significant. Also, with your runners in scoring position argument, I think you're a little disingenuous in that, yes, the Devers, Chapman, and Adamas trifecta is not hitting great, but you have absolute zeros at the bottom of your lineup with your 7, 8, 9 hitters, and your leadoff stick is terrible. So if you had a good leadoff stick and maybe a number two hitter that could soften up a pitcher a little bit, take some more pitches, make them work a little harder, maybe draw a walk like we haven't seen that ever, then now maybe your 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters are going to see better pitches to hit. There's going to be a little more pressure, pitchers pitching out of the stretch, throwing more pitches, getting worn down. Those are the things that make good baseball. And then back to your earlier conversation, I think that, you know, if you think back to Sabian and the reward for past performance contracts that used to get handed out, like the notorious Aubrey Huff payment, those never work out. I think you guys are spot on with that. At least you are Steiny. Guru's a little into the reward you for past performance. I always think of Aubrey Huff whenever I hear that. Mm. But, you know, otherwise, good talk. I do think that the Giants will be a little better heading into next year. They've got that core. I think with that core, you can attract more hitters. And I think now that the middle of the order is taken care of, it's a little easier to fill in the gaps at the top and the bottom of the order.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott, because I want you to take stock of the entire Giants season with the 12-4 start, 41-29, stubbed their toe, yep. And now they are like they are where they are. I feel like now after watching the team 110 games, it's been a little sobering. Like, wow, they have more holes than I thought. Do you feel that way, or do you feel like, you know what, we have guys that underachieved that on balance are going to be better next year?
I actually think it's a little of both. I think you've got Devers who move stadiums. That always tends to shake up hitters' confidence, and the Lord knows going from, you know, smacking doubles off the Green Monster to putting long outs at the 404 spot in Oracle Park is a dramatic shift for a hitter. He's only been there, you know, not the whole season, half a season. I think Adamas really came around good. If he had started out as strong as he's finishing up, you know, he might be a lot better now, you know, this time next year. if he doesn't start out in a massive slump. And Chappie, you know, he is what he is. I think he's a solid stick who's underperforming. I think Guru's onto it. You know, the other day you guys were talking about the pitching coach, and I could not agree more. I hate their approach at the plate. I'd like to see him take a couple pitches. Yeah. I hate seeing, you know, the free swinging. So, you know, I think they're a little less than what we want them to be, but they're a little better than they've been playing. And I think coaching has something to do with that. And I think some of the slow starts from some of the players have to do with that.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
And hey, man, when you say they got some holes, I'm with you. But I just think they got some structure now. They got some legitimacy to them in regard to name recognition. They're not done adding, and we'll see if Ramos can be fixed with his routes and his base running, just decision-making as a whole. But, Stani, I could take this L, but I'm telling you, you could say, Goo, what are you talking about? If it wasn't a player acquisition, man, I just believe a different voice could do some different things. That's just how I look at managers and coaches just across the board. Like, let me ask you this about that. If you gave Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, and Don Nelson the same team, would all three do the same thing with them?
Depends what kind of team.
See, I mean, honestly. I guess why do we – that's taken away from the greatness of the coach. Well, why do you need to know?
Well, Phil Jackson couldn't coach a team that's rebuilding. He's no interest in that, and he doesn't want to do it. Nelly never wants to be – never wanted to have the best team. Never wanted to have the best team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm finding is
– and you got to pay off a tease, too, because you got me wondering. Nacho just asked it. We went to break. I think the most important stat in all of baseball to me, you can get 13 hits on the day. I don't give a damn. How many did you get with runners in scoring position?
That tends to probably line up with the overall average of the team. That's what I believe. I believe if I would be willing to bet that if a team's got a team batting average, team batting average of 265, and another team's got a team batting average of 240, I'm going to bet that their runners in scoring position batting average is better for the 265 team.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, show me that.
Can
one.
We?
That's a big stat, Stani.
Can we just put a rat on the table?
Brought to you by Echo Pest Control.
Can we just put a rat on the table? Fans just don't do well with uncertainty. They just don't.
Well, how is Deb Nation this offseason? I think we're doing damn good.
No, you're not. You guys are a mess.
Please stop.
Right now, the Bay Area sports fans are a mess, and it's because they don't know what to make of their teams now.
Wow.
It's finally starting to hit some Warrior fans that they're not just entitled to get to the Western Conference Finals. What kind of year are the Warriors going to have next year? Who knows?
This year was stunted.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Now, this is one where you're wondering, I don't know. Like, it could be, I could see both.
What's both? What's the high end and what's the low end?
The end of an era. Your older guys are really long in the tooth or they're hurt. They're going to miss more time than not. And your quarterback hit the scene with the Jackson 5 behind him, the Jackson 4, but now you got different guys back there and the drummer's a bit off. Your backup singers are a bit off. So now he looks different. The song sounds different. And that just means it's the end of the old era that John and Kyle built where they couldn't, the bank was closed when they were there to cash that chip. That's what hurts. The Warriors, that was a phenomenal season from the standpoint of where it looked like it was going down the drain. You get Jimmy buckets and then Curry, the transmission goes out. But now, here we go. You took it to the shop. If that transmission holds up, oh my gosh, what do we got? One more run in us? Like, I don't think that's too far-fetched.
I think it's fetched. I think it's pretty fetched. That's just me. I think the Warriors could be a fifth seed or not make the playoffs.
Well, like, damn,
I think that's what their window. Right. I mean, I can't look at this team with their players and just assume it's a playoff team. I can't. Look at the 49. The goal is going to be the playoffs for sure, but I don't know. Like, I just think we have a tendency to gloss over some things. And one of them is the 49ers defense this year.
It's scary.
Winning the division would be an incredible feat.
Stoney, the Rams got one of the best D-lines in the game. They should have beat the Eagles. That's neither here nor there. They got Stafford. They got Davante Adams.
Then why would it be a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs when the Rams are better?
Well, that's one avenue. Stoney, you could still get the last seven teams go. There's six more spots. So forget the division for now. Can you qualify to get to the dance? The Warriors did, and somebody stole their shoes. Curry getting hurt?
Okay. All right. But what I'm saying
is, Austin and Saddles, you got to love them. Shoulda means nothing.
I agree.
But you don't know the should have until you see it. Nobody knew Curry was going to get hurt. But I do stand up. I do stand on those.
And Jimmy Butler, too.
How many minutes did Curry play back-to-back game 6 and 7 against Houston? I got to believe 80, 85, more than that. The point is, what if you could have had Kuminga out there before then, close the series out, and that hammy's not barking woof, 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 like it was? That's all.
I hate the way you talk about sports. I just can't stand it.
And vice versa. Still,
you know what, though? You're right, though. If Kuminga were Karl Malone, this thing would look different. It would.
How did you get that from
it
that?
It would.
Karl Malone. I loved him.
Let's go to Chris in Sonoma. Hey, Chris.
Fellas, how are you?
Oh, hey, Dynamite.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I know you swung over to the Warriors, but I wanted to go back to Bryce Eldridge. Would you guys agree that Bryce Eldridge is coming?
No doubt. I do. I believe so.
You mean this year?
Okay.
Hold on.
No, not this year.
In the future.
But we're talking about, are talking about next year.
Sure. Yep.
So I want to make an assumption that Eldridge is going to be with the Giants at the start of next season.
Okay.
Who gets moved?
I mean, you got a bunch of options, right?
I would assume Flores isn't going to be here, and Dominic Smith will be no factor.
Okay, that still doesn't rectify Eldridge, Devers, first base. So I've got a solution, but I'm wondering what you guys are thinking.
Well, you got the DH to stash one of them there if you wanted to do that.
You do. Do you want to improve the hitting on this team?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So let's dial back. I just want to throw this out there for convo. Bold move. Trade Matt Chapman. Oh my God! Wait, you can't do that. He's the best third baseman in baseball. Not this year.
And I'm not saying that.
What could you fetch for Chapman? And can you get Devers back to his original position and make him serviceable there? Everybody said he was the worst fielder in the American League. But this year, as I understand it, Chapman's made the third most errors as a third baseman, for whatever that's worth. So right. I'm thinking back to Sabian taking over, traded Matt Williams, got a package including Jeff Kent. Things went really well after that. If it's time for a bold move, where is your bold move?
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm not above Trey Chapman, Stoney. I'm just saying.
Well, they made a bold move with Devers. I think we can acknowledge that. But the one thing I do think I want to throw out there is, are we working toward the point where, I'll ask Goo this and Evan, are we working toward the point where Devers is taking himself out of a future DH role?
Only the organization would know that, but I got to believe that there is something to that, and that's why they're having the tryouts in season about, having Ralphie at first base.
But, yeah, what Ralphie, I'm saying is, let's say you were right that Devers is two different players. One when he hitters. He's two different hitters. One when he's playing first and one when he's DH. Well, then where does Eldridge go if Devers not only wants to play the field, but there's evidence that he's a better hitter when he plays the field? Then what do you do?
He would be my DH.
Who?
Eldridge. And
Evan? Evan has a line about this. I'm setting you up a little.
Okay.
Please say it exactly like you said it before the show.
Well, you also mentioned putting Devers in the field like he didn't DH in Boston and have a 900 OPS
That's right.
You want to start Eldridge at DH?
No, that would not be my preference. I was just saying I would lean more towards...
The designated hitter is where careers go to die.
And you can, no, I'm not arguing they start. That. I'm not arguing that.
Like Schwarber's a DH because he's an abomination in the outfield.
I got you.
But Bryce Eldridge, you would hope at age 22, is not going to be a defensive abomination.
What do we know about him in the glove?
It's a work in progress. That's according to Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area. And also, I'll add a little to it. Buster Posey said he's very committed to his defense. He wants to be. He wants to be an all-around player.
I got you.
And I read some of the Posey comments about him. It feels to me like he won't be coming up this year.
Well, what about this? And I love Chappie. Well, I'm just telling you, if he were not on this team, I would not tell you and Evan, oh my God, they have no chance to compete. All you're going to miss is glove. But at the end of the day, Steiny, I'm just saying what he would bring back or what I think you could get back from that could suffice and have this team, you know, do some things. So I'm not like pulling my hair out, oh my God, if Chapman were to get traded, it's, you know, this team is done. Like that caller might be onto something. And it would be bold.
I mean,
but then you have to replace
him. That's what I was going to say. Like, who's going to play third base next year where you're going to upgrade that position?
It's also not just like, okay, let's say Devers goes to third.
Yeah. Well, I was saying
he led all AL third basemen in errors every single year. Yeah. He played third base for the Red Sox.
Is your shortstop's doing that now?
What's your point, Evan?
He stinks.
No.
Well, and that's important because this team has to be a good defensive team.
If you put Devers at third, that must mean
Eldridge is at first, but we're already acknowledging that he's a work in progress as a young player.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you got Ramos in left, Devers at third, Adamas so-so at short.
Well, let's put it right on the table.
Now you're not a good fielding team.
Let's put another right on the table brought to you by Etco. Evan, I'm going to start with you too. Are you shocked that Devers is getting any run at first? And why do you believe that is? And you don't have to be shocked. Why do you think they're sometimes, and he's not been horrible at all, but I'm like, this couldn't wait. I'm just asking you why you think they're doing it now.
Because they're not sure if Eldridge is going to be able to play first in the near future. And you need a first baseman for the next couple of years, potentially.
Wow. So then he wouldn't be on his way here if Evan's right. To the caller.
No, he might be. Yeah. He just might not be a good defensive player.
I mean, you better get a sense of what Devers wants. Or what? You think I'm kidding?
That's why I brought it up just a little bit.
I mean, what if Devers is like, no, I want to play the field? All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.